Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible through the support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar. Find them at strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts at homeconnectusa.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for hanging out with us this afternoon. With us, not in studio, but on site, is our friend Jason Parkin. He is a meteorologist, best known for his work at TV8 as well as the CW. Welcome, Jason. Good to have you here.
If you bring me to the Strudelhaus every time, I'll meet with you every day if you want.
If I brought you here to the Strudelhaus every single day, we'd both weigh 400 pounds.
That's right. We would have our own gravity.
All right. I want to, you know, people have seen you doing the weather here in the greater Des Moines Metro for a long time. Give me a sense of where you're from originally and how you got here.
I'm from Lamar, so the ice cream capital was Blue Bunny. I went to Iowa and got a communications degree back in 92 when there was a recession, so that didn't open any doors. I worked at a meat plant for a while. No kill floor, thankfully. But then when I was a kid, I was really scared of severe weather. It was one of those deals where fear turned into fascination, and I went back to Iowa State, got a meteorology degree. At the time, I was working at HO Radio part-time. At that time, Channel 13 was downstairs. I bugged Ed Wilson long enough, and I got a weekend morning job at 13, and then went to 8 a couple years later.
Yeah, that's pretty astounding when you stop and think about the business of being a meteorologist. All of the ducks and crannies and the things that you have to go through just to get a gig.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, at Iowa State, we take the same courses the engineers do the first 2 years. It's all calc and diff EQ and physics, and then obviously we go in completely different directions. But it's not an easy degree to get. Now, do I remember any of that? No. But, you know, it's like any other degree, I suppose. And then you go out and I call it practicing meteorology because God humbles you plenty in Iowa. Yeah.
What is it that the public doesn't know about being a meteorologist that could be of interest to them? I mean, how much guesswork is in all this? Or is it really a science that you have to be able to read what the radar is telling you?
There's a lot of science to I would say, to all of it, really. You know, most of us in town do our own forecasting, so we'll take raw numbers, in other words, like text, products, numbers, and symbols, and a lot of this comes from the government, satellites, sensors, and things like that. And we'll also look at graphical models, so sort of the things you see on TV that the stations would call, like, futurecast or predictor or something like that. And in the course of a day, I'll probably look at 8 or 9 of those, maybe more. And then, you know, there's still a lot of gut to the science. There's still a lot of, you know, I've been in Iowa doing this for 20 years, and I kind of have seen this before, you know, and throw a forecast together. Severe weather is obviously another animal. It's one of the reasons why it's challenging and fun to work here. I hate to use the word fun, but that's, you know, it's sort of like being an emergency room surgeon. That's when your brain's working and your blood's pumping, and that's when the things are the worst. That's when you need to be at your best. And, you know, I was lucky to work at 8 under John McLaughlin. I learned pretty much everything I know about radar from him. And so it's been a good little crazy nutty career so far.
You know, I come from Detroit originally, and I was explaining to you earlier, it's kind of like Detroit, maybe San Diego. The weather guy, even in Detroit television, would get maybe 60 seconds to say what the forecast was. Here in Iowa, we spend an inordinate amount of time on the weather. Why is that, Jason?
Well, you know, I think, like you said earlier, the first answer would be agriculture. There's a lot of people who have, you know, a lot of money tied up in that and a big interest in it. And I think, secondly, it's as simple as the fact that the weather here changes so much. You know, you've got blizzards in the winter and tornadoes in the summer and floods, and there's nothing between the North Pole or the Gulf but a few barbed wire fences, as they say. And so we get a lot of change in the weather, and it's a big part of people's lives here, you know.
It is a big part of people's lives. Jason Parkin is who we're visiting with. We're talking about the business of meteorology. How has television habits, in your opinion, changed over the 20 years that you've been kicking around?
Boy, it's so different. You know, when we when I first started at Channel 13 and then a couple years later at 8, you know, you'd come in and do the forecast. And then, you know, it was the 5, 6, and 10, and that was it, you know. Maybe you'd record a phone forecast and people call into the phone line. Remember that, you know? Sure. And now it's so different. I remember back in 2000, Curtis Gertz said, you know, someday we're going to walk in here and put a mic pack on and we're never going to take it off. And you're always going to be generating content, basically. And that's what we do all day. You know, you're putting stuff on the web and Facebook and you're sending stuff to the radio stations and you're doing Facebook Live broadcasts and Periscopes and... you know, and you're in that business, and that's where it's at, is generating content and getting eyeballs and keeping people informed.
With so many choices in where you get information, I mean, I follow Twitter, the Weather Service, for example, the Des Moines National Weather Service here, and always, you know, those alerts come, people can follow it on their smartphone, whatever it happens to be. There's all kinds of competition for eyeballs and ears. Has that driven viewership down in some aspects?
I think it has, maybe day to day. I mean, the television audience certainly as a whole, I think, is smaller. There's so much competition, not just from other TV stations, but from, you know, websites and Twitter and Facebook. But the other thing that it does when the weather is bad is I think it draws people to the screen because they want to, you know, they want to see what's going on. So it is. It's a whole different animal than it was 20 years ago, I think.
You recently were on a Great Day, and that's where people and Jackie and Lou, and it was a great opportunity. That got swallowed up recently from our friends over at ABC5. What happened?
They got bought, 23 did, by a company called Nexstar. Nexstar owns, I don't even know how many TV stations in the country. They're a big, big, big company. And I knew probably a year out that they were going to, I mean, that's just the way it is. Any business is like that. They were going to cut some jobs, and I figured mine would probably be one of them. And, you know, they treated me fine, and I got to be home this summer with the kids and be Mr. Mom, and we didn't have to pay for childcare. And, frankly, I'm very happy. I'm working part-time at 8 and going in and helping when they need me. And, I mean, obviously, I'm looking for an opportunity, but I got to say, I'm as happy as I've been in a long time.
What one thing would people not know when we're talking about doing the early morning shift for any... radio, it's not so bad because you can get by with wearing your pajamas. But what, on the TV side, what is it that folks probably don't know about that you guys have to go through on a regular basis if you're doing the early morning show?
Well, first of all, I don't know. You want to wrap me in with you guys because I'm terrible at it. I can't get up early, and the guys that do the morning show probably get up at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, probably get in. Now, the morning shows in Des Moines start at, I think, 4:30 now, which is, I don't know who's watching then, but somebody must be because they're selling ads. So it's, you know what, it's a tough life. It really is. And obviously, we're not digging ditches, but it's, you know, it's hard on your brain. It's hard on your body. It's tough. And plus, you're on camera and you have to look like you're, you know, happy and energetic, and some people are a heck of a lot better at it than I am, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things, that's why I said radio is pretty easy, because you can actually get up 45 minutes before you're supposed to be in there,
and
throw a cap on and off you go, you know, unless they're live streaming whatever radio program that you happen to be on. We're talking with Jason Parkin about the business of broadcasting, and in particular, we're talking about the world of meteorology. So what's next, do you think, for Jason Parkin? You have kicked around. You're 13, 8. You were over at KCWI. What do you think?
You know, I don't know for sure. I'm looking at one or two opportunities that would kind of, I hate to use the word leverage because I sound like a phony business person, but kind of, you know, I didn't get into this to be famous. I like the graphics and the nerdy forecasting part, but, you know, after this many years, people know who you are, and you know that. And it would kind of use that, whatever notoriety I have, to help another company. Channel 8's going to keep me around to fill in, and, you know, but maybe that leads somewhere. I don't know. So I'm kind of, you know, you could look at it negatively and say, well, geez, I'm really nervous about what's going to happen, or... I choose to look at it like, you know, hey, I'm pretty excited. There's a whole world out there, and who knows what I'm going to do next, you know. I'll tell you what, thank God I married a doctor because, you know, I don't have to live in my car while I'm figuring this out.
That does have its benefits, but then again, there's always that student loan issue.
Yeah, and yeah, there's all that stuff, and the fuse is getting shorter for Jason needs to find a job, that's for sure.
Jason Parkin, ladies and gentlemen, spending some time with us on a Thursday afternoon talking about the business of broadcasting, the business of meteorology, and all the stuff that entails. So the next time that you're turning on your television set or you're listening to a meteorologist, think of Jason. And this isn't necessarily always an easy life, but it can be rewarding.
Yeah, you know, it is. I look back, and you've worked in that business too, and it's just... there's just something fun about it. Every day is different. Every day there's a different news story. I love the kind of the gallows humor of the newsroom that people use to kind of insulate themselves from the sometimes terrible things they have to cover. And I don't know. It's just there's something really fun about it. You're not going to get rich doing it. Some people do. Very few people do, I think. There's not a lot of job security, frankly, but it's not a bad way to make some bucks.
Thanks, Jason, for coming by.
No, happy to be here. Thank you.
Jason Parkin, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most trusted faces in broadcasting here in the greater Des Moines metro. We've got to step aside. We're going to take a look and see what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks go up, stocks go down. We'll tell you all of that when we check out the numbers. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour. I remember.